Does Agile need leaders? I mean, self-organizing teams and down with hierarchy and all that, is there value in leadership? And if so, what should it look like? That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Welcome back, guys. Thank you for listening. Does Agile need leaders? Oh boy, you're in for a treat this week. Well, first, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There are so many resources about what you need to do to be Agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. Let's pursue and perfect those fundamentals to create an unstoppable force in this industry. And if this podcast helps you, don't forget to tell your friends. Feel free to leave your comments on iTunes. Notice a bit of a change there? Well, at this point, guys, I've been with you for a year, and I've gone through the four big areas, or what I call the keys, of doing things well. Not just agile things, but anything. Doing focused work, continuous improvement, adaptive planning, and team life. But like anything else, it's time to iterate. And I'd like to get into some more advanced topics now. And I started this podcast a year ago for a specific reason. And that reason is ever more important today as it was back then. It's time to do better for our clients and communities. So today, as I'm thumbing through Twitter, I see a lot of graphs. I see a lot of studies. There's a lot of curves and slopes out there. Risk in proportion to delay. Value in proportion to risk. Return in relation to time, and so on. And the thing I love about our community is that we're so helpful to each other. If you were to join, in contrast, the guitar player community, you'll notice that a lot of people have nothing better to do but say bad things about one another, like I'm only better if you're somehow worse. But we not only share ideas, we support each other, and we're collectively advancing the craft. And as a result, there's new insights, techniques, and learning every day making its way to the forefront. But we mustn't forget that there's also in the background a massive commercial interest around what we do. And if you boil it down to its essentials, its sad essentials, the business of Agile is sometimes the business of promising better, faster, cheaper, more profit, sooner. And the money goes to whomever can make that promise and keep it, or at least make you believe they can. And there's nothing wrong with us or our clients looking to be profitable. But the resulting inventions are unduly complex, and this complexity is completely off-brand in my opinion. But more precision gives at least the impression of maturity and certainty. But certainty, while it sells services, is never the goal. The badass does what they do without permission, without consensus, and they do it without knowing for sure that it will work in every case. What sets the badass apart is that they're willing to go first. They're willing to try. They're willing to fail. They don't need certainty. What sets the badass apart is their willingness to do what 99% of the population would be too afraid to try. And the humor's not lost on me, and I'm not the first to point this out, that one of the major prevailing frameworks for ensuring certainty in agile implementations at scale in very large enterprises is actually called SAFe. It's also not lost on me that the word enterprise itself means to endeavor, to try. Dictionary.com defines it as a project requiring great effort and boldness. Now, I'm fully prepared that my model, my way of thinking, might not scale to the largest organizations, although secretly, I doubt that. I think that what I've witnessed, what I've learned, what I do, and what I preach is to lead with a very different kind of certainty. The certainty that if a number of dedicated professionals work together with great intention and massive discipline and uncommon courage, they can achieve whatever they want. Need me to deliver an online sign-up form for a new service in 7 days? No problem. We got this. We specialize in the impossible. That's what the badass does. And it's not about making promises that you can't keep. It's about bending what we think and what we know about ourselves and our universe to fit with the new reality. Now, you hear me repeat things, sometimes really often, and I think that's necessary because I believe that what works are fundamentals rehearsed to perfection. If you want to work well in the most extreme environments imaginable, you have to have the right passion and purpose. You need to know who you serve. And then from there, you need resilience, grit, disciplined execution, and willingness to fail and try again. You need the right mindsets. You need the right actions to back it up. So my core vision hasn't changed in the past year. I still believe in mindset and habit pairs. I still believe in the badass attitude of hardworking, focused people being able to achieve the impossible. Look at the movements that have shaped our history. The Civil Rights Movement, or more currently, the Me Too Movement. Those things didn't require sign-off, permission, evaluation, estimation, safety, or certainty. It was simply time to blow the roof off the dump. And with the right badasses at the front of the line to show us the way, that's exactly what they did. Throughout history, whether it's Steve McQueen, Jimi Hendrix, or the handful of women who had the courage to simply speak up and say, never again, they didn't ask for permission or consensus or a vote. They simply did what needed to be done. What 99% of the population doesn't have the courage to do. So I think that our new mission should reflect that we're an elite tribe of leaders who understand that Agile is not a framework or yet another set of rules to follow. It's about doing what works in any arena, right mindset, focused, disciplined work, etc. It's not about what you do, it's about who you become. It's about thinking and behaving like a badass. Now, what I'm about to say next is going to be contentious. If people are now starting to discuss the causes of Agile failure, there's a tendency to blame the parts of the organization that just weren't ready. The failure to adopt the mindset. And I myself even point to fear of change or general fear as the main culprit when Agile fails. But here's the deal. If technology changes quickly, and it does, like at this point there's a new iPhone every 12 months and a new iGadget every 4 to 6 months, and it's changing every day in small, subtle ways. But we, for some reason, still can't replace a billing system in 3 years or less. Something's wrong. And I actually think that the source of that failure might be deeper than fear to do differently. It may very well be greed. There's big business, guys, in taking 3 years to deliver a solution. Now, I'm not saying we should never plan things, that we should never proceed with caution when it's due. But if you still get paid, even if you take twice as long as necessary, why on earth would you go faster? I even see at this point agile transformation services and experts that take a year or more to start delivering benefit and planting seeds of real change in organizations. Because if you're in and out in 90 days, let's face it, that's not good for billables. And customers aren't stupid. They see it happening. They don't like the betrayal. And they're not happy. And if they're not happy, we're not serving them. If you want to be valuable to organizations, teach a small segment, 5 people, 10 people, how to kick ass, how to be bold, how to be brave, how to do focused work, how to inspect and adapt, how to hold yourself to a higher standard, how to be part of a high-performing team, how to deliver, and then repeat. Because I think the secret to transformation, even at scale, is in being badass. How so? You start with one team, one initiative, one vision will call the right person at the right time in the right circumstances, and that person will start a revolution. A revolution that other people, starting with the most willing, the most passionate, the most in need, will drive with their own fire, their own will. And the resistors will continue to hide, to subvert, to resist. But if the will is strong enough, even the resistors will eventually start to fall, and even the most reluctant will eventually turn. But it all starts with one. Now let me ask you a question. Does this sound too crazy? Too good to be true? Too easy? In my mind, this is no different than the Me Too movement, guys, the civil rights movement. None of those movements started with the establishment's will to transform that automatically resulted in universal change for the better. You had to go fight for it. Look, decades, even in some cases a century or more, after we've recognized the need for equality and democracy, education and opportunity, we still, as of this writing, struggle with small pockets of people who obviously don't believe that equality for all is really self-evident. So I think anyone who tells you they can transform an organization is mistaken. Ask them to bring their framework to civil rights or to pay equality. For the same reason, I never tell an organization that I can transform all of them to agile, but I can create one team, one fire, on the right initiative with the right set of circumstances, that perfect flashpoint, and I can carry them to victory, guaranteed. And then the hard work begins of transforming the next team. Maybe someone who happened to be watching or listening closely enough to get inspired by what we're doing, to get behind a vision of a better way to deliver value, and then the next team, and then the next one. But of course, if you put me or any agile leader or any team leader in front of the least passionate, the least accepting, totally not ready, no tools provided team with a mandate to just, open quote, make them better, close quote, then yes, it's going to fail. And it'll be very easy to point at agile and call it a failed experiment as a result. Try to remember this about agile, just like the movements happening in our culture today. Nobody knows anything for sure. None of us can be certain that this way is finally, at long last, the right way. This may not be a thing in 10 years, but we believe with all of our hearts that it's a major step in the right direction. We believe it's a massive breakthrough. It may not be the right way for all time, but it is the right way for where we are right now. And so it is with Agile. In 10 years, we might think of something better, or we may slide back and forth between greatness and mediocrity, between glory and failure. But true heroes, the true leaders, are always out there on the front lines, trying. They may not know, but they're always willing to experiment and learn for the benefit of their clients, for the betterment of our people. And after all, isn't that what Agile's supposed to be about? They simply leap. So does Agile need leaders? Hell yes, we do. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Because when Agile croaks, it's because of a failure of leadership. Not meaning a failure of people in leader roles to do their job properly, but a failure as a whole of people to act with ownership, accountability, a failure to exemplify courage in the face of uncertainty. It starts with one. It starts with someone who's willing to go first. It starts with someone who's willing to resist the haters, the doubters, and debaters. Someone who must withstand the remarkable counter-efforts of the greedy and the fearful, the resistance. Someone who ignores and rejects the ridicule. Someone whose will is stronger than that of the established majority. It starts with the badass. And that's what this series on leadership will be all about. Folks, thanks for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter at badass_agile. And I'll see you next time.